from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan 106, a little late after the update. Yes, so James Wiseman, unless I'm not saying he was the needle tilter in the direction of a championship, but certainly was somebody that I said that the Knicks should look at. And no, others, many others agreed. So he is off the board. Listen, I think at this point, what really is going to shape the Knicks' championship run or lack thereof is either what they decide to do with Randle or how well Randle plays. Like, I will say this, and every time this comes up, me and Sal completely disagree. Like, I just, to me, I don't trust him. I don't trust him when it matters. And I know he's good. I know he's got a ton of assets here. He's a bull, man. He's a strong, tough, you know, generally sturdy and physically reliable, and during the regular season, incredibly efficient player. A 2-time All-NBA. So, I get it. I get why you latch on to him and say, well, you know, let's see what this team looks like with Randle. And it looks like they're going to do that. And okay, that's fine. My problem is that, I don't know how you work around this. My problem is Jalen Brunson is so good being able to monopolize the ball. And Julius Randle is less effective when he's forced to make a quick decision. And when Brunson's got the ball and suddenly, you know, it finds Randle, and instead of being 13 or 14 seconds on the shot clock and he can assess what's in front of him and he can do the jab step and the up fakes and he can do, you know, set himself up, now he's got to make a quicker decision. And I don't think that's his strength. And I know it's not a strength against well-coached, good defensive teams in May and June. At least it hasn't been thus far. That's my only pushback. Like, they go into the season as constructed, maybe just find one more big body, you know, a couple of fouls, whatever, if and when Robinson gets hurt. I mean, this team's going to win 55 games next year. I mean, unless they have a catastrophic injury to somebody who just can't go down. They're going to win a ton of games, and they're going to be a show. And they're going to be awesome to watch. But it's no longer about that, even though it's just become that, oddly, based on their run a year ago. And now the expectations, it's like, okay, now that grace period of evolving, I'm not saying like we go nuts and, you know, admonish them and destroy them if they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals next year to the Celtics in a tightly contested, you know, 7-game or 6-game series, but you know, it wouldn't be like this year where it was like where I actually cheered for them. I stood up in the studio and I was clapping for them the day after they got bounced at Game 7 at the Garden. We're in Game 7 at the Garden because I knew that they had hit their physical limitations. The boundaries were pushed so far in a direction where it was irresponsible for me to expect more than they gave us. Listen, did you have to get rolled by 30? No, you didn't. But they were physically tapped out. nothing else to offer. And I wasn't alone in that. Most people truly appreciated the Knicks season for what it was. A little surprising, incredibly unifying, galvanizing, welcoming, a throwback, a reminder. But now we need more than that. That's where we're at. 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. So a little bit of the Knicks stuff as the summer is off. The Mets bullpen, Luis Gil tonight. Let me get Mike in Jackson, New Jersey. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, BT, how's it going?
Mike, I feel like I should rent the condo in Jackson. I am at that baseball facility every weekend, it seems.
It's like $4,000.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm being facetious, but I'm going again this weekend. I love Jackson. It's awesome.
I hear you, man. It's a good place. It's right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
First thing, you got me screaming at the radio here. If you can eat a Jersey Mike's classic number 13, you can have 6 to 8 hot dogs. Easy.
What is that? I don't even know what that is. Number 13?
Jersey Mike's?
No, number 13.
Yeah, Italian, classic Italian, man.
Oh, yeah, I don't order it by the number. I just tell my wife what I want. Jersey Mike's is awesome. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if you can pound that down in 10 minutes, and I think when they dropped them off, you had a few shorties, right? So I think you can do 6 to 8 easy.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. No, totally. I mean, especially if it's got, like, the olive oil and a little vinegar there and to keep it a little liquefied. Oh, my God. That Italian combo was good from Jersey Mike's. I'm a fan.
Yeah, man. So the Bauer situation, right? So I am not a fan of Bauer. I don't like all the antics leading up to everything, including what's happened here. But, you know, a couple of things, right? You know, Cohen is in the hedge fund, so you gotta time when things are going the other way. And all you gotta do is make up 5 games on the Braves, right? And the Braves are out without Strider, they're without Acuna. You just gotta add a couple parts. Senga's one of them, right? The proverbial, like, hey, our best free agent acquisition is a guy coming back from injury. So Senga is going to be that. But if you can do a Senga, Bauer, Severino, Minaya rotation, right, to close out the next 70-some-odd games.
Yeah.
I think that puts you – you're not going to catch the Phillies, but I think that's going to put you in a really good spot and just to see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
And you keep Bauer on a short leash. You keep him on a short leash. But, you know, you talk about, like, the Braves, right? Ozuna got suspended for 20 games for domestic violence, right?
Yeah.
They apologized, paid his debt to the MLB based upon that structure. Bauer's been out for, almost, what, 200 games now?
So what about Chapman?
I mean,
what about Aroldis Chapman?
At some point, right? Like, you got to let the guy face the music, and you got to hold him to the same standard. There's got to be something going on here that nobody is taking a flyer on. I mean, I think at some point someone is, and no one's going to talk about it again, just like they don't talk about Ozuna from 2022.
Yeah.
The guy's put up an MVP-like season, and nobody talks about it.
Mike, it's because, and I certainly understand this, and I'm sensitive to this for sure. It's the year. It's the climate. It's the backlash that you're going to face, which is going to be heavy. Do you have the stomach for it? And not just the Mets. I mean, anybody. You know, I mean, the one thing specific to the Mets, because they have such an energy now and such a camaraderie and a chemistry, if you want, you call me up and say, hey, listen, Bauer, he's a good arm and he's pitching well at a spin rate and this and that and the velo's there and he can help us out with Senga, blah, blah, blah. But you don't want to mess around with this chemistry, which is hard to find in baseball particularly. All right, I understand that. I do understand that. Well, I also understand if you just don't want to give him a chance. But we've been down this road, and, I mean, he was not found guilty of a crime. That's a record. That's a matter of fact. That's a record. That's a factual statement. And it's up to you. You know, I can't tell you how to feel. I've done a lot of digging, and I've done a lot of diving, and I've done a lot of reading. And do I think he's strange? Yep. I think he's weird. Yes. Do I want him dating my daughter or somebody like that? Nope. I'd put his teeth down his freaking throat is what I would do. If not, kill him. But we can't be selective in how we administer, you know, like the losses in the court of public opinion. Don't we have to be consistent with that? And I feel like with Bauer, we're not. 888-808-1019, it's BT and Sal, Midas Sal. Brian's up in Rochester. Brian, what's going on?
BT. Hey, man, I cannot stomach this Mets bullpen. They made my blood pressure spike probably about 30 points in the past three games. Like, I don't even know who some of these guys are that they're calling up. Tyler J and the guy on Sunday who got lit up. The Mets need to get somebody in that bullpen who has some sort of successful experience. I mean, a couple of guys come to mind. You just mentioned one a few minutes ago, Aroldis Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner Scott from the Marlins is another one. You know, they're going to be selling. I know we don't, you know, as a Mets fan, you don't want to see the Mets trade away any of their prospects or their you know, their top pieces down in the system. I get it. I don't want to see that either. But you got a guy like Brett Beatty who right now, I don't know what the Mets are going to do with him. Trade Brett Beatty for you know, a guy like Chapman if the Pirates would do it. And then you got a flame-throwing lefty setting up a flame-throwing righty, and your eighth and ninth innings are taken care of.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this, Brian. What's the win total you think you guys need to get to? If I said, put it on a piece of paper, put it in a draw, you get to this number, you're the third wild card, minimally. What's the number this year, do you think? 85?
84? I was going to say about 84, 85, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's inconceivable, thanks for the call, Brian, that it's actually a tick less than the Diamondbacks a year ago. Let me see something here. I got a pretty good website. I haven't looked at it in a little bit. Last time I looked at it, well, I looked at it yesterday, but for something else, actually. The Mets were, I want to say, 56% probability rate in terms of being a postseason team. But I want to see actually how many wins they haven't been. Let's see. I'll do the Yankees while I'm at it as well. All right. Mets. So. All right. Right now, I guess it changed a little bit after last night's win. Right now, the Mets, based on the projection here, this model, they have a 56.5% playoff probability rate. And they are projected to win 84.8 games. That's obviously what they have, who they're playing, strength of schedule, blah, blah, blah. All right. So if they're at 84-8, Atlanta right now is I'm gonna bypass all the division leaders. Right now, the Braves are at 89.8, the Mets are at 84.8, and then you go to the Central, and St. Louis is number two, and they're projected to win 79.6, big advantage Mets. And then you go to the West, and you've got the Padres, who have been playing better. I think they won 8 of 10. They are projected to win 87.3%. Pardon me, 87.3 games. So right now, 89.8 Braves, 87.3 Padres, 84.8 Mets as the third wild card with a tick below 85. So I said 85. It could be 84. I don't think it would be 83. I also don't think anybody, including the Diamondbacks or the Pirates, forget about the Pirates, or even the Cardinals getting hot enough to win. Like, I don't think the third's going to be 87 or 80. I think it's 85. It's right there. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Kevin is in Oakland, New Jersey. What's up, Kev?
What's up, B-Man? How are you today?
Good, Kev. How you doing?
All right. Now, I just dropped my son off, 15 years old. He's having some fielding and hitting practice with his high school coach.
Love it.
And just before we got out of the car, he was asking, like, about Trevor Bauer. So I said, I don't agree. And just like you said, I don't agree with the things he did. I said, but he didn't break the law, and he wasn't technically hurting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The caller before me brought up Aroldis Chapman. Chapman was, like, convicted of beating his wife, correct?
Chapman had that situation, yeah. I don't know, beating is strong. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, he was embroiled in that.
So you got a guy there. I brought up Jose Reyes with my son when we were on the ride to baseball. And he goes, why don't they just sign, like, Trevor Bauer for the rest of the year for, like, $1 million? And I couldn't agree more. Or whatever, you know, you could definitely get him on the cheap. And if he breaks up the clubhouse, all right, which I think he's going to come in and be on his best behavior.
Yeah.
Release him then. You know, they bring up these guys left and right from the minors.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a chance. What's the downside? He's only going to help them. You know, they brought back Jose Reyes, for Christ's sake. And you got Chapman that's feeling up his own mother. So give him a shot. It's only going to – it's win-win. If it's not a win, release him.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin, I think that's a fairly pragmatic way to look at it, you know. I'm sure it's a tough conversation with a 15-year-old kid, but it's a necessary one for sure. You got to understand, too, so he did settle with one accuser. And listen, that's problematic for me. If he didn't do anything wrong, what are you settling for? Like, I think that's a common thought. But also understand that one of the other accusers faces 16 years in prison, all right? She was charged with fraud. I believe she was charged with faking a pregnancy and trying to get money from Bauer for an abortion and some other stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. I know this kid's in the car, school's over. Just read it if you haven't already. But, yeah, I mean, you sign up for cheap. If he doesn't fit in, you bounce him. There's a chance. There's actually a chance he's the best pitcher on the staff. There's actually that chance. But I don't think they've got the appetite for it. And right now, nobody does. And I know that there was a thought the other day that he's considering suing Major League Baseball. Now, let me see here. Hold on. Okay. Throughout these trials, despite proving his innocence, he's yet to return to baseball. American baseball writer. Well, we all know him. American baseball writer, historian, and statistician Bill James took to social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, to voice his opinion on the situation. And Bill James wrote, quote, MLB may now be in a position where if they don't actively encourage somebody to sign Trevor Bauer, they could be setting themselves up to lose a $1 billion lawsuit. Now, not that Bill James is the foremost authority on everything pertaining to the legalities of baseball.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's an interesting thought. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal here on The Fan.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. We got Mike and New Rochelle, BT and Sal on The Fan. Mike, what's happening?
I want to see this team win. And I told you before you jumped on with Sal, on the first one of the first calls I ever made with you and Tiki, was that Douglas, I still think, did a fantastic job with the roster.
Okay.
But he built this team from the toenails to the tip. He didn't build it from the head down. You understand? This team is a beast like Frankenstein. And what happened with Frankenstein? He's got no brain. He walks around going, ugh. All right? There's no direction. All right? Salah, every shirt that he wears, sweatshirt that he wears, if he turns around, you're going to see a bunch of footprints on it. They are walking all over him. All right? I've seen it since Hard Knocks. When he did that little skit, driving to work as Tony Soprano, I say, dude, get rid of this guy. He's a clown.
What was that?
He's a clown, all right? I'm sorry. I know you love the guy, you know, and I want to
see him. Well, I like him. I love him. I think he's, you know, I don't think he's a good coach. I'd like to have a good coach one day for the Jets. That would be nice.
I like the guy. Second thing real quick I want to tell you before I go. I read a report out of Denver from Sean Payton, and he said Zach Wilson can really spin it. BT, have a good day.
Yeah, gotcha. Thanks, buddy. Can't spin it like Mike White, though. That's for sure. God, Mike White and Timmy Boyle. You know, I just saw something I never saw in my life. And I never, you know, there are certain things like from the 80s with baseball. Like, you know, the montages and the 90s, too. But certainly the 80s, where I feel like I've seen every single highlight of certain players, right? Like, if I just go to YouTube and I put Mattingly in, there's nothing that I'm going to see that I haven't already seen. And really, same with the 86 Mets. And I was on social media during the break. I was looking something up. I was doing some more reading on the Trevor Bauer stuff. And we'll get back to these calls in a sec. And one of these websites, or one of these accounts on X, Baseball's Greatest Moments, you know, they have a lot of great defensive plays, whatever. I saw a play that I've never seen. And I could have sworn I saw every single Keith Hernandez highlight. And this was Tom Seaver. Now, I remember when, so this was in 83, and this was when I was still young enough. My dad didn't really want me to do it, but my mom let me stay home from school for like 2 or 3 years to watch opening day, which was awesome. Yanks and Mets. And like the first year I had a feigned illness, and then it was just kind of expected that, all right, he's pretending he's sick because it's opening day. And then I didn't really have to go through the charades anymore. It was just pretty much accepted. It's opening day. We get to stay home and watch, which was amazing. What are you going to learn that day? I mean, really? Here I am all these years later, actually a memory from that day. What happened in school? I don't know. The next day or the day before, I have no idea. But anyway, I do remember in 83 watching Tom Seaver walk in the silk jacket, I think it was the blue one, because they didn't have the white ones back then for the Mets, walking from the bullpen, getting ready to pitch opening day after they brought him back in 83. Now, Keith's not on the team yet because Keith was acquired during the summer of 83, as most of you know. Anyway, this highlight is obviously after the addition of Hernandez, and they're playing the Cardinals. It looks, is it Ozzie Smith or Lonnie Smith? Somebody hits a rocket to Keith's right, and he makes this like ballerina sprawling, just a sick play. And Seaver is on the mound, and it's not a young Seaver. And he gets over, and he covers first base, and he gets him by a couple of steps. And I've never seen this play. I thought I saw every great Keith Hernandez defensive play. Now maybe if he was in a Cardinals uniform, maybe there's a couple of obscure ones that didn't make the rounds, but every great play, because they're all chronicled on the 86 VHS tape or all the other things that we watch. You know, you see it on SNY. I never saw that play. Wow. All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, Midas Sal. He is back tomorrow. Rob's up in Westchester. What's happening, Robbie?
Hey, boys, how we doing?
Hey.
BT, I got a...
Oh, Rob.
Yeah, the Mets are the hottest team in baseball. Can you hear me?
Now I do. Go ahead, Rob. A little jumble there. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, I wanted to sing you a song. Listen, we play song, the Bust House Chops. I got a song for you now.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the Mets are the hottest team in baseball. Hey, how we... Listen, we really are. We really are. By the way, if you remember me...
You're breaking up there, man. Breaking up. Hey, Huff, about the song, Iglesias' song. It's a good beat. I liked the post game performance the other day. What are the downloads? Do you have a number on this? Like,
No, I don't. I heard Al and everyone talking. It was like 100,000.
That
wasn't a lot.
Really?
Yeah, YouTube was like 100,000+.
That's it?
Spotify was 100,000+. Yeah.
Really? Huh. Would have been a million if he was a Yankee.
No.
Yeah, you're right, 2 million.
Please. What does Bernie Williams get? And I love Bernie Williams, not to knock him, but what's his numbers?
Well, I mean, he plays the guitar. He doesn't really sing, does he, as much?
But he puts out albums.
Yeah.
How do they sell?
You tell me.
I don't want to look up.
What if it's good?
I would like him to come back as a guest one day.
Can you please look it up and just see if it's more than Iglesias? I want to see the answer. I honestly don't know, but I am curious what it is. Let me get Rob in Ridgewood, Queens. Rob, what's going on?
How you doing, rookie listener, veteran listener, rookie caller? Great
All
show.
Right, there, Rob. Well, come on, Rook. You can help the team out here. Just try to take one for the team. Come on.
I got two things. The Knicks. I think maybe they could have tried harder or made a better offer for Hartenstein. Did you think they made a valiant effort?
I think that they did everything that they could do within the parameters of the CBA. There's a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo, Rob, that I don't want to bore you and myself with, quite frankly. But here's the short version. They didn't have all of his, but they didn't have full bird rights, okay? So they could only offer him $17 million times four. It's not that they didn't want to. They legally could not do it. They were not able to circumvent that. So that's that.
Right. And now with Robinson being fragile, as he's shown the last few years.
Yeah.
Does that become more important to sign another big body?
Well, you got to. I mean, I know Jericho Sims was picked up. You know, Sims, I don't know about Jericho Sims. Like, I see him, and I'm like, man, this guy's got a good body. Like, he's strong. He was in the dunk contest. He could jump. And then I see him in a game. I don't see him do anything. I don't do anything. Let me get Ryan in South Plainfield, New Jersey. What up, Ry? Hello, Ry. Did I not put him up? Hold on a second. That might be my bad. Ryan, I just dropped it. That's actually my bad. I hit the wrong button there.
He wasn't saying anything either way.
No, he wasn't. Well, you know, that's actually curious. I'm a little late anyway. So, all right, we'll come back. I've got a little less than 20 minutes left here, and then it's Evan and Teak. I don't, are they all in? Is Evan in? Is Teak in? I'm not sure who's in, but we got
Evan's on vacation right now, even though he did a recall last night.
Oh, God. Jeez. Oh, that's right. I heard Marash was telling me and Sal. So he's going to North Carolina, right? It's where he always goes, I think. And he's stopping at the Mets-Nationals game. I mean, just go on vacation already.
Well, he happened to be home, he said, so that's why he was able to do it. But, so yeah, so it's going to be Tiki and Marash and some other guy.
Did you, the other guy, the generational guy?
Somebody that thinks he's talented.
Did you do the Rico last night, too? Did you get sucked into that?
Well, I was going to do a WFAN Daily, and then all of a sudden I got a text from Evan going like, hey, do you want to do a Rico instead? And I was like, okay. So we just switched it over.
Now, let's face it. You didn't want to do it. There's no way you wanted to do it.
Oh, dude, I was locked into that Met game up 100%.
I know you were. But think about this. The Daily, the WFAN Daily is you. The Rico is him with you.
Yeah, no.
So,
listen,
tell him to go scratch and you got to go do your thing.
I was preferring to do WFAN Daily because I speak more for sure.
Yeah.
But the Rico is a staple now.
It is.
Dude, we do it like every day.
I know you do. The crazy thing about Evan, and like people think this is a diss. It's not. He's a great guy. I just don't get that. Like, he looks forward to doing those Ricos and scoring games. Like, I look forward to going on a golf trip with the boys or going to play cards or
having a beer.
Yeah. It is amazing what excites him. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, minus Sal. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. So some combination of the Evan and Tiki is coming up next. We'll get back. We'll hammer in these calls. We'll say goodbye. Got you till 2 on the Fan.
Oh, my God.
There you go. It's 145. BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Yeah, those Mets are rocking. Here's the pitch to Iglesias. He tags one deep to center. It is high. It is off the back. What's a home run? Boy, Gary Cohen hit a shriek, huh? He shrieked when that ball went out. You can get down with this. This is a good vibe right here. You know? Nice dress shirt. Maybe open a couple of the buttons. You know? A little jacket. Get the right shoes. Get the right socks. Nice watch. Let's go. It's on. 18 Sal here. Might have Sal. Huff, you big fireworks guy? How are he's saying, not really.
I mean, I don't want to light them off. I'll watch from a distance.
Okay. When you were a kid, did you like them?
No.
This guy, what a bore fest this guy is.
I'm not a bore fest. I just prefer, it doesn't make a difference. It's very loud. They're very loud.
I don't know. I didn't say firecrackers. Fireworks.
Oh, no, I know. They're still very loud.
Well.
even from a distance.
I mean, I'm not talking about cherry bombs and pineapple bombs. I mean, the colorful stuff.
I go to Disney, you still hear the bombs.
You know, you're right. That's true. That is true. You know what we used to do? I say this every 4th of July. I could not imagine kids doing this today. We used to take, now they get all sorts. You know, they have not just the yellow wiffle ball bats. They got legitimate wiffle ball. Okay. There's one that's blue, and it feels like it's a 34-inch, 31-ounce, like a Black Magic. Like, it's amazing. But it's blue, and it's a wiffle ball bat. So, but we only had the yellow one from the drugstore back in the day. And on the handle, you flip it over, it's got that little teeny tiny hole. Okay? We used to put bottle rockets in that, and we used to use that as a rifle. Like, we'd put the wiffle ball over the bat over our shoulder and stick the little, it's like maroon red, that little wood stick from the bottle rocket in the hole. We'd have to make the hole a little bit bigger and position it perfectly so that it wouldn't tilt up or down, and we would shoot at each other.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Actually, kids doing that today. Hey, what are you doing, Joe? Nothing. I'm just trying to take my buddy's eye out with the bottle rocket. Is that all right, Dad? Is that cool? Do we have to have a play date instead? All right. Let's get back to you guys here. How about John and Ron Conkham of BT and Sal? What's going on, John?
Hey, I want to speak to BT about something.
Hold on. Let me see if he's available. Who's this?
John from Ron Conkham.
John, let me check. Who do you want? You want BT?
Yeah, possible. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Let me see if BT's here. BT! John's on the phone. John, he said he'd be right there, okay? He's coming. One sec.
Gotcha.
Hello.
Hey, BT.
Yeah, who's this?
John from Ron Conkham.
Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I got a question. Being a Cincinnati Reds are in playing the Yankees.
Yeah.
A facelift with Jonathan India for Gleyber Torres, straight up.
Ooh, oof. I mean, at this point, I'd almost take a bag of balls for Gleyber Torres. I mean.
Well, and Jonathan India is a New York guy, too.
Yeah. Yeah. John, how long have you been a Reds fan for?
I'm not a Reds fan, believe it or not. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right.
My dad grew up with Collier Stretzky. That's the reason.
Got it. Yes. All right. No, I got you there, John. Thanks for the call there. I mean, if they didn't trade Gleyber Torres, he still thought that I called him. Hold on. Let me see if I can get him. He's busy right now. He's busy hosting a show. He can't come to the phone. The Torres stuff is so odd because, and I've been ahead of this. I mean, for 2 years, off, even going back to Teak, I've been saying, there's no way the Yankees are going to give him $150 million. This was 2 years ago. $150 million. There's no way. So I was always amenable to trading him. Now, back then, I was amenable. Now I'm motivated to trade him. I just don't trust him. Sorry. But now, like, at this point, I don't even know what you get back. Maybe you get a reliable arm. Maybe if you trade him for that bullpen arm, you put Peraza at second, you make another trade that maybe gets a different bat to offset what Peraza doesn't give you in the box. I mean, there's a couple of ways to do this here, but the Torres, at the end of the day, Gleyber Torres frustrates me, but it saddens me as a baseball fan because he could have been so much better, and it frustrates me because, like most of us outside of like Tiki and Boomer and you know, most of the pro athletes, you know, most of us weren't touched by the hand of God. Like, you know, there's varying degrees of athletic success, high school, college, whatever. But if you weren't a pro, you weren't special. So we weren't special. And when you're not special, like, I've always, like, it bothers me. It actually angers me when I see untapped potential being unfulfilled. It drives me nuts. I don't respect it. You can sense it immediately. Whether it's an aversion to hard work, an indifference to being a good teammate, that is the one that I will never support anybody like that. Eddie Curry when he was here, guys like that. It's unfathomable to me how you could be given those gifts that we like. I mean, think about Hoff. Like, you weren't fast, right? I'm sure you weren't very. I mean, not too.
Thank you.
Well,
I was very slow, actually. Appreciate that.
I mean, no, we've talked enough. I know you weren't an elite athlete, and I wasn't fast. And like jumping rope and those stupid strength shoes that I got, that I used to do all these things to try to activate the calves to get an extra tenth of a second. Like all the things that I did just to be an average runner, which I never really even fully accomplished most of the time. I just can't look at a player who doesn't give it their all and respect them. So it is personal with Glaber. It's not hate. It's just sadness, and it's not respecting the way he plays the game. That's it.
There's some people, though, that, like, you look at Harrison Bader. Like, he seems like he gives every single play in the outfield his all. And, like,
By the way, he started to steal some bases for you guys now again. I think he's got 13.
He stole two yesterday. Yep. Listen, he's an asset. Trust me. Probably one of the best defensive center fielders of all time. I got to be honest. The way he catches the ball.
He's a great center fielder.
Yeah. But that being said, like, you see, those are two vast, completely different athletes. But Glaber, do we not respect that he does have some range? Maybe the fact is he does it so nonchalantly that we forget that he is semi-good?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I mean, his presentation is one of ease. And when you do things that are unnatural, and competing at that level is not natural, and you make it look easy, we wonder if you're exerting everything in your capability. So I think that's a little part of it. But that was Robinson Cano, but he was hitting .310. You know, he's gotten worse and worse and worse. His power has gone down. His average goes down. So if the numbers were there, I'm not saying we wouldn't have some conversations on the air had he not scored from first on that double, or had he not, you know, bang it down the line, beat out the double play, but he's not even hitting.
If he put up numbers like Manny Ramirez did, at second base, would we deal with the defensive liability?
Of course. Dude, hold on. If he put up numbers like Manny Ramirez at second base, based on the dearth of great second basemen, he'd be one of the greatest players in the history of baseball. There's not many good second basemen.
Well, he did that the rookie year. Now he just needs to do it. He needs to do it again.
Oh, stop. Do it again. That was 2018. What year was that?
Yeah, I know. But hey, listen, last year he was the most consistent Yankee on the team, offensively speaking. If it wasn't for him, they would have been even worse.
What was his OPS?
I don't remember. I mean, you love the OPS. I know he batted 275.
Yeah. And he picked it up, and he wasn't terrible, but he leaves me wanting more. And that's gonna always get me worked up. Christine's in Queens. Christine, what's going on?
How you doing, Brandon? You know, first of all, I just want to piggyback one thing about Glaber. He needs to stop getting so giddy because he got a couple of hits. You didn't prove anything to me yet.
Well,
Number two,
Christine, I'll let you finish. I'm not going to get him on that. Like, at least if that's his way to will himself through this funk, I respect it. I'm not going to tell. I can't get on him every day for not playing hard. And then when he shows enthusiasm, get on him. I can't do that.
I can't stand him.
All right.
I can't stand him.
I got you.
Anyway, but you were talking about fireworks before. I'm older than you.
Yep.
We used to take mats. You know what a mat is?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's the whole package of the firecrackers, 80. And we used to put them in the middle of the street and light them up.
Yeah. Isn't that also a bandolier? I think it's called something like that, right?
I don't know what it's called. All I know is the cherry bombs, the M80, and the mats would go off all day in my neighborhood back in the day. It was crazy.
Yo,
it was
listen. Crazy. Back in the day, trust me, back in your day, that seeped into my day. I get it. I mean, the thing was, you always had to get your hustle on to get fireworks. Now, I think I'm on the road so much, going to baseball tournaments. I can just pull over to the side of the road and, let me get, not that I do, but I could. Back then, you know, I was going to somebody's garage in Brooklyn who was selling them illegally. And just get whatever you want in a brown bag. You walk out, go to school with the kid, you know. Oh, man. All right. I want everybody to have an awesome 4th of July holiday. Unwind, unpack, chill. Have some good food. Have some good drinks. Enjoy the pool, a little golf, whatever it is. Hopefully the Yanks and the Mets keep cranking this thing out. Get some more dubs on the board when we reconvene on Monday, which both Sal and I will together. I am out tomorrow and the rest of the week. Sal is back tomorrow. He was with his little girls for her first day of school today. So hopefully, he was happy, despite, I'm sure, shedding a few tears. That's always an interesting day. But Sal's back tomorrow, and we're back together on Monday. Evan and Tiki coming up next. Enjoy the holiday, and I'll talk to you in a few days, everybody. Bye-bye. Be well. Hello.
Hey, BT.
Yeah, who's this?
John from Ronkonkoma.
Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I got a question. Being a Cincinnati Reds are in playing the Yankees.
Yeah.
A facelift with Jonathan India for Gleyber Torres, straight up.
Ooh, oof. I mean, at this point, I'd almost take a bag of balls for Gleyber Torres. I mean,
well, and Jonathan India is a New York guy too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. John, how long you been a Reds fan for?
I'm not a Reds fan, believe it or not. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Oh my goodness gracious! All right.
Well, my dad grew up a Collier Stretzky. That's the reason.
Got it. Yes. All right. No, I got you there, John. Thanks for the call there. I mean, if they didn't trade Gleyber, he still thought that I called him. Hold on. Let me see if I can get him. He's busy right now. He's busy hosting a show. He can't come to the phone. The Torres stuff is so odd because, and I've been ahead of this. I mean, for 2 years, Hoff, even going back to Teak, I've been saying there's no way the Yankees are going to give him $150 million. This was 2 years ago. $150 million. There's no way. So I was always amenable to trading him. Now, back then, I was amenable. Now I'm motivated to trade him. I just don't trust him. Sorry. But now, like, at this point, I don't even know what you get back. Maybe you get a reliable arm. Maybe if you trade him for that bullpen arm, you put Peraza at second, you make another trade that maybe gets a different bat to offset what Peraza doesn't give you in the box. I mean, there's a couple of ways to do this here, but the Torres, at the end of the day, Gleyber Torres frustrates me. But it saddens me as a baseball fan because he could have been so much better, and it frustrates me because, like most of us outside of like Tiki and Boomer and you know most of the pro athletes, you know most of us weren't touched by the hand of God. Like you know, there's varying degrees of athletic success, high school, college, whatever. But if you weren't a pro, you weren't special. So we weren't special, and when you're not special. Like, I've always, like, it's gotten me, it bothers me. It actually angers me when I see untapped potential being unfulfilled. It drives me nuts. I don't respect it. You can sense it immediately, whether it's an aversion to hard work, an indifference to being a good teammate. That is the one, that I will never support anybody like that. Eddie Curry when he was here, guys like that. It's unfathomable to me how you could be given those gifts that we, like, I mean, think about Hoff. Like, you weren't fast, right? I'm sure you weren't very, I mean, not too
Thank
soon.
You. Well, I was very slow, actually. Appreciate that.
I mean, no, we've talked enough. I know you weren't an elite athlete, and I wasn't fast. And, like, jumping rope and those stupid strength shoes that I got that I used to do all these things to try to activate the calves to get an extra tenth of a second. Like, all the things that I did just to be an average runner, which I never really even fully accomplished most of the time, I just can't look at a player who doesn't give it their all and respect them. So it is personal with Gleyber. It's not hate. It's just sadness, and it's not respecting the way he plays the game. That's it.
There's some people, though, that, like, you look at Harrison Bader. Like, he seems like he gives every single play in the outfield his all. And, like,
By the way, he started to steal some bases for you guys now again. I think he's got 13.
He stole two yesterday. Yep. Listen, he's an asset, trust me. Probably one of the best defensive center fielders of all time. I got to be honest. The way he catches the ball.
He's a great center fielder.
Yeah. But that being said, like, you see, those are two vast, completely different athletes. But Gleyber, do we not respect that he does have some range? Maybe the fact is he does it so nonchalantly that we forget that he is semi-good?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I mean, his presentation is one of ease. And when you do things that are unnatural, and competing at that level is not natural, and you make it look easy, we wonder if you're exerting everything in your capability. So I think that's a little part of it. But that was Robinson Cano, but he was hitting .310. You know, he's gotten worse and worse and worse. His power has gone down. His average goes down. So if the numbers were there, I'm not saying we wouldn't have some conversations on the air like, had he not scored from first on that double, or had he not, you know, bang it down the line, beat out the double play, but he's not even hitting.
If he put up numbers like Manny Ramirez did, at second base, would we deal with the defensive liability?
Of course. Dude, hold on. If he put up numbers like Manny Ramirez at second base, based on the dearth of great second basemen, he'd be one of the greatest players in the history of baseball. There's not many good second basemen.
Well, he did that the rookie year. Now he just needs to do it. He needs to do it again.
Oh, stop. Do it again. That was 2018. What year was that?
Yeah, I know. But listen, last year he was the most consistent Yankee on the team, offensively speaking. If it wasn't for him, they would have been even worse.
What was his OPS?
I don't remember. I mean, you love the OPS. I know about 275.
Yeah. He picked it up, yeah. And he wasn't terrible, but he just, no, he leaves me wanting more. And that's going to always get me worked up. Christine's in Queens. Christine, what's going on?
How you doing, Brandon? You know, first of all, I just want to piggyback one thing about Glaber. He needs to stop getting so giddy because he got a couple of hits. You didn't prove anything to me yet.
Well,
number two,
Christine, I'll let you finish. I'm not going to get him on that. Like, at least if that's his way to will himself through this funk, I respect it. I'm not going to tell. I can't get on him every day for not playing hard. And then when he shows enthusiasm, get on him. I can't do that.
I can't stand him.
All right.
I can't stand him.
I got you.
Anyway, but you were talking about fireworks before. I'm older than you.
Yep.
We used to take mats. You know what a mat is?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's the whole package of the firecrackers, uh-huh. 80. And we used to put them in the middle of the street and light them up.
Yeah. Isn't that also a bandolier? I think it's called something like that, right?
I don't know what it's called. All I know is the cherry bombs, the M80, and the mats would go off all day in my neighborhood back in the day. It was crazy.
Back in the day, trust me, back in your day, that seeped into my day. I get it. I mean, the thing was, you always had to get your hustle on to get fireworks. Now, I think I'm on the road so much, going to baseball tournaments. I can just pull over to the side of the road and, let me get, not that I do, but I could. Back then, you know, I was going to somebody's garage in Brooklyn who was selling them illegally. And just get whatever you want in a brown bag. You walk out, go to school with the kid, you know? Oh, man. All right. I want everybody to have an awesome 4th of July holiday. Unwind, unpack, chill. Have some good food. Have some good drinks. Enjoy the pool, a little golf, whatever it is. Hopefully the Yanks and the Mets keep cranking this thing out. Get some more dubs on the board when we reconvene on Monday, which both Sal and I will together. I am out tomorrow and the rest of the week. Sal is back tomorrow. He was with his little girls for her first day of school today. So hopefully, he was happy, despite, I'm sure, shedding a few tears. That's always an interesting day. But Sal's back tomorrow, and we're back together on Monday. Evan and Tiki coming up next. Enjoy the holiday, and I'll talk to you in a few days, everybody. Bye-bye. Be well.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.